فهنا غبت فهنا بلت فهبير ينكر بابهي في جسنا مجيت مستمع بالرسالهي ओम शांति शांति शांति।
We are seeing the summary of the 10 principal Upanishads, the last and final one, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. We are seeing, we have completed 2 chapters summary Brihadaranyaka. Today we are entering into the third chapter summary. Third chapter summary of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. There are 6 chapters, 3 khandams. Each khandam contains 2 chapters. First khandam, Madhu khandam, we have completed. Now the middle one, that is second khandam, consisting 3rd and 4th chapters. This khandam is known as Madhu khandam apram, that is Muni khandam. Second khandam is known as Muni khandam, that which contains 3rd and 4th chapters. Yajnavalkya Muni alone is the teacher here, therefore this khandam is known as Muni khandam. And another name is Upapatti khandam. Upapatti means logic. Logic is highlighted in this Brahmanam, in this chapter. Therefore it is known as Upapatti khandam. Upapatti khandam, Muni khandam or Upapatti khandam. This third and fourth chapters are predominantly Vedantic chapters, where Jiva Swarupam and Ishvara Swarupam highlighted. So fully Vedanta predominant chapters, khandam. Totally there are 9 Brahmanams. Brahmana means a section. Brahmana means don't think there are 9 Brahmanas. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the section is known as Brahmanam. There are 9 Brahmanams. 92 mantras are there. Just I'll give you the bird eye view, a layout of this third chapter. First 3 Brahmanams deal with Upasana. First 3 Brahmanams are Upasana Pradhana Brahmanams, meditation. Upasana means meditation. Then later 5 Brahmanams, that is 4 to 8 Brahmanams, 4 to 8 Vedanta Pradhana Brahmanams. Vedanta Pradhana Brahmanams, the middle portion. 9th Brahmanam is Upasamharaha, conclusion. So Vedanta portion is very very important portion in this chapter. What is the background here? Janaka, you know, all of you, Janaka, Sita's father. Janaka Maharaja was doing a great yaga or yajnam. Since he is a great king, he performs that yaga elaborately. In a huge manner he conducts that yaga. And he invites all panditas, Vedic panditas from all over. And many panditas, brahmanas attend that yagam. After completing that yaga, Janaka Maharaja decided to honor great scholars. He decided to find out who is the great scholar, so that I can give Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, or Chudamani. Now music season, they are giving lot of titles, you know, awards. So let me award or reward those scholars and who is caliber, having the caliber, real Vedic knowledge. We want to find out. Then many Brahmanas are very much interested because he is going to give a very huge reward. Because huge yaga, you should not give only 100 rupees or 1000 rupees. Okay, according to that yaga, you have to give dakshina also. So what he has announced that whoever claims that he is the great scholar by showing his knowledge, scholarship, all Brahmanas have to agree this person alone is a great scholar. Then I am ready to give 1000 cows, sahasram, 1000 cows I will give, not ordinary cows, healthy cows, and those cows horns also covered, decked with gold, full and full gold, not a golden horn. Golden anna chumma and the rake madri panni light appadi illa, and a lot of gold. Dasha dasha padaha padaha anar, namme like several will say, no, those days, no, and one horn ke dasha dasha padaha, no, so many that measurement those days. Like that I will give. Then what happened, Agnyavalkya also there in that Yajnashala, and he asked his disciple Samashrava, oh Samashrava, come here, come on, take all these 1000 cows, you know, take all these 1000 cows. Then Ashvala, the priest of Janaka court, he asked Agnyavalkya, hey Agnyavalkya, how can you take 1000 cows? First you have to declare you are the great scholar. Without declaring that you are the great scholar, how can you take all these cows? Then Agnyavalkya said, I do not know I am a great scholar or not, but I am in need of 1000 cows. I do not know that I am a great scholar or not, but I need 1000 cows. Okay, you ask any questions you have, then I will answer, Agnyavalkya said. When Agnyavalkya said like that, nearly 7 challengers, you know, priests are ready to ask, pose questions to Agnyavalkya. Among them one lady also, Gargi, Brahmavadini Gargi also there. So totally 8 great giants, Vedic knowledge those who are having, they are all challenging that Agnyavalkya. Agnyavalkya said, yes, I am ready to answer, one by one you can come and ask. So like that, each Brahmanam is in the name of that Brahmana who is the questioner. All 8 Brahmanas. One Brahmanam only is not on the name of Brahmanas. I will tell you when that Brahmana comes. This is the background. Now Yajnavalkya is going to answer the questions asked by the Pandits. First Brahmanam will enter. I will give the brief summary of each Brahmanam. First Brahmanam is known as Ashvala Brahmanam because Ashvala, the priest of Janaka, is the challenger here. Janaka Raja's Purohita, Asthana Purohita. In this Brahmanam, Ashvala Brahmanam, there are 2 topics. First topic is Karma Sahita Upasanani, meditation upon Devatas, along with rituals. Karma Sahita means along with rituals. Karma Sahita Upasanani, meditations. Meditation upon Devatas along with rituals, they are known as Karmanga Upasanani. These technical terms are very beautiful. It should start developing interest in that technical. First, we don't like to note all those technical terms. யாருக்கு வேணும், ஏதோ எஸ்என்ஸ் கேட்டால் போதும்னு தோணும். பட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டெவலப் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் தோஸ் டெக்னிக்கல் டேர்ம்ஸ். இன் லாங் ரன் இட் இஸ் வெரி யூஸ்ஃபுல் ஃபார் யூ. அப்போ வேணுமன்னா வராது. தேர்ஃபார் நவ் இட் செல்ஃப் யூ கேன் நோட் அ வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் இஸ் தேர். கர்மாங்க உபாசனானி, ரிச்சுவல் மெடிடேஷன்ஸ் அலாங் வித் ரிச்சுவல். ஸோ மெடிடேஷன்ஸ் கனாட் பி பிராக்டிஸ்டு without karma, ritual. Kevala upasana should not be practiced. One has to do ritual. After ritual, one has to do meditation. Independently, one should not practice meditation. So therefore, the rituals, meditations are the parts of ritual. They are part. That's why anga means part. Part of that ritual, meditation. Then second topic is known as Sampat Upasanam. Sampat Upasanam means a type of upasana in which an ordinary ritual, you visualize an ordinary thing, a superior thing you visualize. Nikrishta Vastuni Utkrishta Bhavana. That is called Sampat Upasana. Sampat means what? Sampat. You know, superior wealth and earth. That Shrestha Utkrishtha Bhavana on inferior objects. That is called Sampad Upasanam. For example, Shastra says, here when you daily take food, regular food, whatever you eat, look at that food as a Pranagni Hotram. For example, I am telling, Prana Agni Hotram, same sambar rasam, vegetable, thayir sadam. Look at that as you are offering that as an oblation to the Agni, that is called Prana Agni. There is Prana inside you, and that Agni, it is called Jathara Agni, fire juice, that is called fire, Jathara Agni. This stomach is like a homakunda. So every day, three times you are doing Prana Agni Hotram. When you are doing Agni Hotram ritual, daily mood rituals, Prana Agni Hotram ritual. That's why Prana Swaha, Apana Swaha, Udayana Swaha, Samana Swaha. So all we have to say when you are doing Parishechanam. They put only rice, they never say anything. Mentally you have to feel Prana Swaha, Apana Swaha. Afterwards only you have to eat a morsel of food. This is called Prana Agni Hotram. Ordinary food, but I look at that food as a Agni Hotra Samanam. Sorry. This is the attitude of our culture. No? That is called Vedika culture. No? Vedika culture called heritage. Vedic heritage. Sampradaya. Even Shraddha Karma also, Abdikam, every year they perform Shraddham. Our Shastra says, look at that Shraddham every year, what you are performing, you are doing in your village, but feel that you are doing in Gaya. Mentally feel. Gaya Shraddham is very powerful. Well, Gaya Shraddham is very sacred. Therefore, when you are doing at home, Pitru's Karyam, that you can imagine this is Gaya. Poovam Karayinile, but Gaya you can bring. Like that, all rituals, when you are practicing upasanas, one has to feel like that. This is only example, okay? Vedic upasanas, what are all prescribed, they have to do in this manner. There is a purpose. There is a lot of significance. So if you understand, amazing how it transforms the person, gives jnana yogyata. Veda is very, very, first of all, understand Veda is very, very intelligent. It is a guiding factor to our life. Therefore, If you are intelligent, you take the intelligent guide. After the PhD, to get PhD, they take some assistance, guide like that. Veda is like a guide. So therefore, karma sahita, sampadupasana gives. What is the phalam? Sampadupasana definition I have given. Nikrishta vastani urutkrishta bhavanaya. Utkrishta karma chintanam. Nikrishte utkrishta karma chintanam. Or nikrishta karmani utkrishta karma chintanam. Utkrishta karma chintanam. Now what are the benefits of these two upasanas? Sampad upasana and karma sahita sampad upasana. Sampad upasana gives swargaloka phalam. Sampad upasana gives swargaloka phalam. Karma sahita sampad upasana gives brahmaloka phalam. Karma sahita sampad upasana gives brahmaloka phalam. Or hiranyagarbha loka padam. So Ashwala priest is satisfied when Agnivalka answered. So he withdraw from the discussion, debate. Upara Rama. Ipade vandunne irukku upara Rama. He withdraw. Then comes the next Brahmanam, second Brahmanam is known as Arthabhaga Brahmanam. Arthabhaga Brahmanam. Here also there are two topics. Arthabhaga Rishi is the challenger here. Hiranyagarbha Samsaritvam is the topic. Previous topic, a person goes to Hiranyagarbha Loka. So the Hiranyagarbha Loka, once a person goes there also, Hiranyagarbha Padavi also, there is a samsara gradation. There is a dukkham. That is the first topic. Then second topic is Jnanam as a Moksha Sadhanam. In Arthabhaga Brahmana, second Brahmanam, second topic is Jnanam as a Moksha Sadhanam. So going to Brahma Loka is not ultimate. To say Yajnavalkya takes the second topic, Jnanam eva Moksha Sadhanam, Dukkha Nivrittihi Bhavati. Even a person perform rituals, go to higher lokas also, there is no guarantee you are free from sorrow. Ange kuda sorrow irukumana, ange irukka vendi ange irukum. There is a sorrow. Gradation. What is that? Sense organs also they have. Why sorrow? The reason Agnivalkya gives. In higher lokas also, they have their own sense organs, not these sense organs. Those sense organs, they are having grahaha, they are called grahaha. Today, Chandra Grahanam, no? Grahaha means what? Catching. Catch. When you get a catch at your muscle, you will become immobile, no? A catch is always that, not the cricket ball catch. Okay. Catch is that which makes you immobile. Like that, grahaha, sense organs are all like grahas. Sense objects are known as atigrahaha. Sense organs are known as atigrahaha. Since in Brahmaloka also they are having sense organs and sense objects, sense pleasures, they are bound by that, there also mrityu is there. Mrityu in the sense what? Fear, insecurity, limitation. This is called mrityu, samsara, atigrahaha. Therefore, how to come out of this? How to come out of this mrityu, graha and atigraha? Only knowledge, that is second topic. Only one way out is knowledge, jnanam. Way out for what? Dukkham. Dukkham, you want to come out, jnanam only is the solution. So, Videha Mukti mentioned here in this topic. Therefore, Agnivalkya said just now we read, yad punyena punya lokaha, papena papam lokaha, naraka lokaha. Uhabhyam manushya lokaha. So with all mosquitoes problems, you again a person has to struggle. So therefore, what is the solution? Here itself you have to attain Aham Brahma Asmi. Dukkha Lesha Rahita. Dukkha Lesham Koda Illamal Or Irukkira Or Nilamai. That is possible, Shastra says. Don't spend your whole time for stomach sake. Na? So for entertain for eyes, music season on the kaadukku, Deepavali vandhane kannukku, taste also. Okay. Enna festival vandhana first tongue ku da. I asked our mommy today, enna why you Kartika Deepamukku why you do this urundai enna? And enna sweet vella vella potittu pannuva enna? Edhukku theriya swamini. ஐயோ எல்லாரும் பண்றோம் நானும் பண்றேன். சோ கேஷுவலி வி ஸ்டார்ட் ஈட்டிங். சரி, சுவை சுவை என்ன? ஓகே, ரசம்னா யூ கேன் என்ஜாய் மியூசிக் ஆல்சோ, தேர் இஸ் ரசம், பட் நெவர் ஃபர்கெட் வாட் இஸ் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் லைஃப். யூ கேன் என்ஜாய் பட் தட் இஸ் நாட் அல்டிமேட். சோ என்ஜாய் தி ரியல் ஆத்மா. ரசோ வை சஹா ரசகஸ்கேவாயம் லப்தானந்தி பவதி ஆத்மானந்தான். இஸ் ஆனந்தாண்டால ஓன்லி மியூசிக் சீசன் இருக்கிற வரைக்கும் நல்லா இருக்கும், அப்புறம் போயிடும். தீபாவளி ஸ்வீட்ஸ் முடிக்கூட நல்லா இருக்கும், போயிடும் அப்புறம். அவ்வளவுதான் இந்த டெம்பரரி ஆனந்த. ஓகே, நவ கம் டு தேர்ட் பிராமணம், புஜ்ஜு பிராமணம். புஜ்ஜு BHUJYU புஜ்ஜு பிராமணம். புஜ்ஜு is the challenger here, therefore called Bujju Brahmana. Bajji kaadu, Bujju. Bujju, Bujji kuda kadaiyadu. Okay, Bujju. Ashwamedha Yaga Phalam is asking here. Ashwamedha Yaga Phalam. This Bujju asked Yajnavalkya, what is that Yaga Phalam, that Ashwamedha Yaga Phalam? Yajnavalkya says, Brahma Loka Prapti. பிரம்மலோக பிராப்தி இஸ் த பலம் ஆர் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்ப லோக பதவி பிராப்தி. தேர்ட் பிராமணம், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் இஸ் த அஸ்வமேத யாக பலம் பிரம்மலோக. செகண்ட் டாபிக் இஸ் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்ப சம்சாரித்வம் எகெயின். பிரம்மலோக பிராப்தி எகெயின் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்ப ஆல்சோ சம்சார பத சம்சாரித்வம். How that samsarism, but indirectly it is mentioned, not directly. In the implicitly given, not explicitly, directly is not mentioned. That's a very difficult Veda mantras to understand. They are indirectly pointing out. So we require lot of subtle grasping power. Okay. So Devata, Lokas, when she goes, how you can you say that Hiranyagarbha Loka has got limitation? You see, when a person does upasana, Ashwamedha Yaga or any ritual, he travels to higher loka. When he is traveling, the devatas come and welcome him. Please come to our loka. They welcome that person. And they go take to one loka and other lokas, like that they are taking. That means what? From here they are taking there, na? Desha Parichcheda is there. Space-wise limitation is there. Where there is space-wise limitation, it is limited only. It is not here, it is there. Na? That is called space-wise limitation. Desha Parichchinnata is called samsaritva. What we are trying to know is Desha Kala Aparichinna Brahman we are working for, no? For that knowledge. But this Brahma Loka Hiranyagarbha Padavi, where you want to go, this is having Desha Parichinnata, no? Desha and space. Parichinnata means limitation. Space-wise limitation. Just like you think, no, 750 square feet house romba chinnadiya irukka swamini. ஒரு 1500 ஸ்கொயர் ஃபீட் ஆர் 2000 ஸ்கொயர் ஃபீட்னு நல்லா இருக்கும். அதுக்கப்புறம் 2000 ஸ்கொயர் ஃபீட் வாங்கினதுக்கப்புறம் பேசி பேரன்னு எல்லாம் வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் இது சின்னதாக போச்சு வீடுன்னா. அதுக்கப்புறம் இன்னும் கொஞ்சம் செப்பரேட் ஹவுஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் ஹவுஸ்லேருந்து நல்லா இருக்குமோன்னா. இதுதான் ஸ்பேஸ் வைஸ் லிமிட்டேஷன். இங்கே எப்படியோ அங்கேயும் அப்படிதான். Therefore, it is called samsaritvam. You never get satisfaction. These are the two topics. Okay? Yaga phalam brahmaloka, ashwamedha yaga phalam, that phalam also only temporary. It is not giving permanent security because of its limitation. Then comes the fourth brahmanam, ushastha brahmanam. Ushastha brahmanam. From here on, now upasana topic over. Vedanta topic is coming. Upasana topic, if you konjam appadi appadi ipdi irundhalum paravaala, in the 4 to 8 matram you have to be very very alert. Okay, I know you are all very alert. Ushastha is the challenger here. Various challengers are varying, many challengers and many questioners are there, but one person is champion standing there. Who is that champion? Yajnavalkya. He is only answering for all of them. How great he is. When he called his disciple Samashravana, Yajnavalkya discovered the Shukla Yajurveda. And when he addressed his student Samashravana, the one who sings Samaveda, therefore he is called Samashrava, his disciple name. Disciple knows Samaveda means what? Yajnavalkya knows Samaveda in artha. Samaveda also he knows. So such a great scholar, jnani. First topic is, in this is, Jivatma Swarupam. Or Atma Vidya is the topic. Ushastha asked Yajnavalkya, tell me what is Atma, which is innermost essence of the individual. Ushastha asked Yajnavalkya, hey Yajnavalkya, tell me what is Atma, that which is innermost principle of that individual. Tell me the nature of that Atma. Description. For that Yajnavalkya says, it is the self-evident consciousness, aham, aham, awareness, self-evident consciousness principle, which is not the part of the body, property of the body, product of the body, that which is independently existing, separate from body-mind complex, and which is all-pervading inside the body and outside the body also. Inside the body, outside the body. Outside the body, inside body also, it is available. It enlivens the material body-mind complex. It makes the body-mind complex sentient. Inert the body-mind complex. Ennamo heading nodding panninde irukum 10 varshama. How this nodding is possible? Inert body, flesh, blood, bones, conglomeration, only that components together, moving, functioning, because of consciousness. Because of which we are all conscious of, we are not conscious of. Because of which we are all conscious of, we are not conscious of. What a mistake we are doing. Therefore, Yajnavalkya is reminding, all you people, you are listening to me because of which consciousness? Be conscious of that consciousness. Never, never be complacent. Never ignore that. Don't think consciousness is something else. Swami is talking so nicely about consciousness. You are that consciousness. You cannot miss it. Anything you can miss in the world except that is yourself. You can never miss yourself. You are that consciousness. That's what he says. This consciousness enlivens the body-mind complex, which is not available after the death of the body. It is not transactable after the fall of the body. It survives. Atma survives even after the fall of the body. So remember all the way this. Features of consciousness. Therefore, this method also has been given here, applying the principle. What is that principle? I am different from whatever I experience. I am different from whatever I experience. Na drishtir drashtaram, srute shrotaram. The seer is different from the seen, the hearer is different from the heard. Like that, we have to understand, the thinker is different from the what he thought of. It's a difference. This is, you have to supply for every experiencer, experienced. Subject is always different from the object which is experienced. Observer is different from the observed. Knower is different from the known. Therefore, that is Atma. I am different from various vritti jnanams, cognitions, seen, known, heard, tasted, everything, whatever you are getting, vritti jnanam, it is a cognition. From every cognition, I am a different from every cognition, vritti jnanam. I am the awarer of every cognition. Deha vyatirikta, mana vikrikta, atma ahamasmi. I am the witnesser of my own thoughts. Therefore, I am the subject. Whatever I thought of is anatma. The thinker is different from that object, what he thought of. They are all anatma. Every name, form, everything is anatma. I am Atma, the subject. Subject can never become the object. Object can never become the subject. Object is object, subject is subject. Object is anatma, the entire universe. I, the Atma, I am the subject. Ever the subject. Therefore, you can never objectify the Atma. Why? Fortunately, that Atma happens to be you yourself, the subject. Therefore, you can never experience yourself. Then what is the proof I exist in? What is the proof I exist in? Every experience is the proof that need not be proved. Every experiencer, experiencing many experiences is experiencing. The experiences are the proof for the existence of experiencer. Because you are already know that, just I am sharing. You know? I know that you know. Okay. Next Brahmana, fifth Brahmanam is Kahola Brahmanam. Kahola is the challenger here. Now here Agnivalkya reveals this consciousness is ever free from problems. This consciousness, whatever I have given description, this consciousness is free from problems. Anatma body, physical body has got physical problems, mental body has got emotional problems, intellectual body has got intellectual problems. Atma doesn't have any problems. So therefore, body, mind, intellect, what are all problems are there? Problem illena wonder there. It is never free from problem. Atma is ever free from problem. Never try to adjust body, mind, complex. Okay? Don't waste your time. Don't try to adjust the anatma. It is of the nature of defective nature. Anatma is of the nature of defective nature. You can never correct it. It is like, Rubik's something. அது மாதிரி ஒரு அட்ஜஸ்ட் பண்ண இன்னும் அதே மாதிரி பால்ஸ் உள்ள போகிறதுக்காக ஒரு பால் உள்ள போன வெறும் பால் வெளியில வரும் எல்லாம் சின்ன சின்ன பால்ஸ். ஹாவ் யூ பிளேட் தட் கேம்? சின்ன வயசுல அது இப்படி முடிவுடி எல்லா பால்ஸ் உள்ள போடும். அது போடுறதுக்குள்ள நமக்கு அப்படியே டயர்ட் ஆகும். ஒரு டூ பால்ஸ் கான் ஒன் பால் கேம் ஆகும், த்ரீ பால்ஸ் கான் டூ கேம் ஆகும். அது மாதிரிதான் அனாத்மா, நாய் வால் மாதிரி எவ்வளவு கரெக்ட் பண்ணினாலும் பண்ணவே முடியாது. எதுக்கு வேஸ்ட்? யூஸ் இட், இட் இஸ் அன் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட், யூஸ் இட். சே கிளைம் ஐ அம் பிரம்மன், சே தேங்க்ஸ் டு த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் லிவிங். எங்கெங்கும் ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் லிவிங் போய் பிராணயாம் இதெல்லாம் பண்றான். What is art of living? This is called art of living. Vedic lifestyle is art of living. Vedic jnanam is art of living. Atma jnanam is art of living. Wonderful living our rishis have given to us. Why people are not knowing? Simple. This is the simplest jnanam. Easy. Wherever you are, you need not do anything. Anandam, anandam, anandam. Therefore, he says, he gives a second topic. So this anatma body mind complex is ever defective. Therefore you want to claim that you are atma. How to know that atma? Then Kahol asked, how to know that atma? Wonderful, when you are talking about atma, please tell me how to attain that. He gives sadhanas, four sadhanas. Yajnavalkya says, first sadhanam is shravanam. Listening to scriptures from a competent teacher systematically for a length of time. Don't go here and there once in a while. Hearing won't work. Consistent, systematic study of Vedantic scriptures under a competent, alive teacher for a length of time. Shravanam. Otherwise, there is no knowledge possible at all. Never go here and there. You study from one teacher until you get knowledge. Don't waste your time. Systematically study. Shravanam. Then mananam. Continue study again and again. Read your notes. Listen to your cassettes, CDs again and again. அதே வேலைதான் இருக்கணும். இவனுக்கு என்னமா சாஸ்திரம் பயிற்சியன்னு சொல்லணும். வீட்டுல இருக்கவங்க எல்லாம் யாருமே எல்லாரும் சொல்லணும். இன்னைக்கு எல்லா சாஸ்திரம் பயிற்சியம் என்ன அது சொன்னா யூ ஆர் த பெஸ்ட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் அர்த்தம். நான் சர்டிபிகேட் கொடுக்கறேன். I give the certificate. Yes, they should say like that. People are mad of cricket. People are mad of cinema actors, cinemas. Why they are mad of those things? Obsessed with so many things. What wrong we are obsessed with Vedanta? What wrong is we are obsessed with Vedanta? Nothing wrong. Yes, I am obsessed with Vedanta. I am obsessed with my guru. I am obsessed with Shastra study, Shravanam, Mananam and all. If they think I am mad, I am obsessed, okay, let them think. It is a certificate for me. Yes or no? Yeah, yes. Then do nididhyasanam, third sadhana, contemplation. Reliving in the teaching, masticating, assimilating the teaching, internalizing the teaching again and again and again. Pashyan srunvan sprushan dighan. While talking, while walking, while eating, while doing anything, அதே சிந்தனா இருக்கணும் எப்பவுமே. சுவாமினி ஷுட் கம் இன் அவர் மைண்ட் ஆல் த டைம். த சப்தம் ஹேஸ் டு ரிங் 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 ரிங். எங்க தொட்டாலும் கூட அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி வரணும். அந்த அளவுக்கு ஹவ் டு அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. மனோபுத்தி அகங்கார சித்தானி நாகம் நச்சஸ்ரோத்ர ஜிம்ஹி நச்சக்ராண நேத்ரி நச்சவ்யோம பூமிர் நதேஜோன வாயு சிதானந்த ரூபா நமே துவேஷராகோ நமே லோபமோகோ ந புண்ணியம் ந பாபம் ந சௌக்கியம் ந துக்கம். எவ்ரி டைம் ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டே லைக் தட் கண்டினியூஸ்லி. ஐ ஆம் டெட் டு த வேர்ல்ட், வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் டெட் டு மீ. த மோமெண்ட் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஃபோர்த் சாதன சந்நியாசா. தட் இஸ் ரியல் சந்நியாசா, நாட் வேரிங் சாஸ்தான் கிளோத். ரியல் சந்நியாசா, ஐ மினிமைஸ் மை வேர்ல்ட் டாக், I minimize my worldly interactions. I minimize worldly possessions. I live like a sannyasi. Pure sannyasi. Internal, யாருக்கு தெரியாது வெளியில. அவர் என்ன சொல்லணும்? இவன் ஒரு சன்னியாசி தான் சொல்லணும். இது சர்டிபிகேட் ஃபார் மீ. யாரு கூட பேச மாட்டான், எங்கேயும் மிங்கில் பண்ண மாட்டான். ரொம்ப சிம்பிளா இருப்பான். வெரி வெரி சிம்பிள். நாட் ஹேவிங் எனி பொசிஷன்ஸ், பொசிசிவ் நேச்சர் ஆல்சோ. Everyone should say he is like a sannyasin. Then I am a right sadhakara. It's called sannyasa. Four sadhanas. So these sadhanas will help you to claim that you are Atma. Then comes sixth Brahmanam, Gargi Brahmanam.
Gargi is coming.
Okay. Brahma Vadini, highly intelligent.
One Gargi is equal to many Panditas,
and one Gargi equal to Mata.
Very intelligent.
She alone comes two times here. In this, one time, no? She comes two times. Sixth Brahmanam, Gargi Brahmanam, Yajnavalkya, talk about different lokas. She is asking about different lokas. Yajnavalkya talks about nearly 9 lokas he is explaining. Aditya loka, Chandra loka, Prajapati loka, Swapna loka, all lokas, different lokas. Gandharva loka, Deva loka, Brahma loka, so many lokas are there.
Swamini, are there really enough? You are there, no? You are there. When you are there, why they are enough? They are also there.
Okay. These lokas are not available for sense organs perception. Agnivalka says, oh Gargi, what is the lokas you want to know that information? All these lokas, none of them you can see through your eyes. They are all made up of matter. All lokas are made up of matter. That is why any loka, if you go also, there is also what? Loka means a big loka made up of matter. We recently, yesterday on news, some 22 or something, they have found out one, people can go and live. After a few years, the people go there and live. Like that, they are finding so many, Allah matter, everything is matter. Gross matter, grosser, grossest. Subtle matter, subtler, subtlest matter. Gargi is asking, tell me what is that subtle than subtlest? Think subtle paaka mudiyadha, subtle than subtlest, how can you see? Subtle, subtler, you cannot see. Sula, sula tara, sula tama. Gross, grosser, grossest, and sula means gross. Sula tara means more grosser. No? That is sula tara. Grossest, sula tama. Similarly, sukshma, subtle. Sukshma, sukshma tara, sukshma tama. Subtle, subtler, subtlest. Like that. Subtlest, subtler than subtlest. Ipadi. Subtler, subtlest, you can't see. That is why this Atma is neither subtler or subtle or subtlest, also it is beyond subtlest. How science cannot approach this Atma, people cannot come to know this Atma. It is not available for science. Any science is in the field of only matter. Atma is not matter, it is beyond matter. Therefore, doesn't matter, and people are thinking. When it is beyond matter, therefore doesn't matter. Therefore, we want to continue in matter. If you want to continue, atola artham, artham, this is inferior. Inferior. Atma alone is superior. So Gargi asks, is there a matter which is subtler than subtlest? Is there a matter which is subtler than subtlest? Yajnavalkya says, logically, intellect, you can come to subtler than subtlest matter. Logically you can come. But you can never, intellect cannot comprehend, cannot conceive that what is that subtler than subtlest. Logically, cholalam, verbally. How intellect can grasp that subtler than subtlest? It can, intellect cannot reach. Your intellect is only gross, grosser, grossest, subtle some extent, atom, virus, bacteria, or microscope, microbes and all you can see. Atoms and all you can do test. Satsang than success, even your intellect cannot enter that field. Therefore, Don't go too much logically. Okay? What about Atma? Atma is illogical. Metaphysics. It is not available for physics. It is metaphysics. Not metal physics. Metaphysics. Therefore, Agnivalkya says, don't ask more. Enough gargi, stopped. Salla vidichidu, your head will burst if you ask. Enna, don't take literally. Enna sithikirara annana. Avadi illa, Agnivalkya mean that your head will burst in your intellect, it's a mind-boggling subject. Better not to probe into that Atma to know it intellectually. A matter subtler than subtlest, even matter subtler than subtlest, your intellect cannot reach. Therefore, better avoid, stop that with that tenor. Then she go back, she withdraw. Then comes the next Brahmanam, Antaryami Brahmanam, seventh Brahmanam. So this is what subject? Tatpada Pradhanam over now, until now. Tatpada Pradhanam means entire lokas, entire whole universe. This is Tatpada Pradhanam. Macro level. Macro level. First micro, Jivatma Swarupam. Then Tatpada means total. What is the inner essence of this? Tvampada and Tatpada, inner essence, Antaryami Brahmanam. The inner essence. After discussing micro and macro, what is the inner content of this micro and macro, individual and total? Uddalaka is the challenger. Here also two topics, Hiranyagarbha and Antaryami. From matter we have come to consciousness principle, which expresses itself through the matter. Consciousness, just as electricity expresses itself through electrical gadgets, bulb, fan, mic. Electricity is expressing, manifesting through these mediums. This simple example is enough to get jnana. Enakku enna vara mattingal in simple example kuda namakku. Electricity is manifesting through its gadgets. Similarly, Atma, I the Atma am manifesting through the medium, through the matter medium. I the consciousness principle, I am expressing myself through the body-mind complex. Adi kota vittitom, adi marandittom, and we are taking body-mind complex. Because of which body-mind is functioning. யாராவது பேசிட்டானா ஆஹா நினைப்பாப்போம். ஆஹா என்ன? ஓஹோ, தட் இஸ் ஃபேக்ட். ஆமா, வாய் தெரியாது, அப்படி ஈ போனது கூட உள்ள தெரியாது. என்ன விஷயம்? இது ஒண்ணுமே கிடையாது. யூ ஆர் தட். இது மூலமா இந்த உடம்பு நடக்கிறதோ பறக்கிறதோ பேசுறதோ எல்லாமே பண்றது என்ன? அப்பான்னு சொன்னா கூட, தட் இஸ் அகடித கடனா பட்டியசி மாயா மெஸ்மரைசிங். Okay, now here Yajnavalkya says Hiranyagarbha is also consciousness manifesting in refined matter. Hiranyagarbha, whom we call Brahmaji, is none other than consciousness only, who is manifesting in subtle universe. Sukshma prapancha, stula prapancha, sukshma prapancha, karana prapancha. Samashti Sukshma Prapancha is called Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Sukshma Prapancha Pratibimbita Chaitanyam. The reflected consciousness who is reflecting, the consciousness who is reflecting in the total subtle universe known as Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha. Antaryami. Antaryami is one, the consciousness who is manifesting in that Ishvara, in the form of Ishvara, Antaryami. Antaryami is equal to consciousness manifesting in the subtlest form of matter. Subtlest form of matter. Therefore, you have to recollect RC1, RC2, RC3, RC4. RC1, RC2, RC3 means reflected consciousness reflecting in Sula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram, micro level. RC4, RC5, RC6 reflected consciousness in gross universe, Sula Prapancham, subtle universe, Sukshma Prapancham and causal universe. It is called RC4, RC5, RC6. Reflected consciousness. How many OCs are there? One OC reflecting in six ways. In this body mind complex 3, 1, 2, 3 RCs, and in universe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Care of Mandukya Upanishad. Okay. Antaryami is the one who is the Ishvara behind the subtlest matter called God. Reflected consciousness alone. Reflected consciousness who is manifesting in that finest, refinest, subtler than subtlest matter called Ishvaraha, God or Antaryami. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hruddeshe arjuna tishthati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudhani mayaya. It is called Antaryami Brahmanam. Krishna borrows from Brihadaranyakam. Antaryami, antaha tishthan yamayati iti antaryami. Remaining, residing inside and controlling the entire universe. Ruling, ruling inside available. Antaha sthitva yamayati means controls, rules over. Therefore, God is one who is there in your heart and rules. Therefore, his name is called what? Antaryami, God. What do you mean by God? Generator, operator, destroyer. All alphabet. Pudusa irukko epome. That is the greatness of Shastra. Just how many itna vaati ketina kuda romba nanna irukke ketinde irukana. Because it is about yourself, no? You love to hear more and more. Okay. So, universe is nothing but consciousness alone. Invisible consciousness behind all macro and micro is Antaryami. Invisible consciousness behind micromatter, macromatter is that Antaryami. This is the definition of Ishvara. Now, Rishi Uddalaka name he has to give here. Actually, Uddalaka Brahmanam ani chollanu. In the Brahmanam. What? Seventh Brahmanam. But not Uddalaka Brahmanam. It is Antaryami Brahmanam. Ishvara vanditaru illayo. And then Uddalaka he kept aside. Antaryami Brahmanam. So, very, very important Brahmanam. Next Brahmanam, eighth Brahmanam, Akshara Brahmanam, again Gargi comes. Swamiji puts a joke. Gargi comes with the helmet. In the tala vadichiduvan chulitar illa, your head will burst and chonavadane. Second time she is coming. So she is wearing helmet and coming and chulitar. Chuma, orike joke. Okay. And carefully she is coming to ask very important question. What every pandit has left. All panditas, they didn't ask that question. So she want to ask that question. Akshara Brahmanam. This Brahmanam is known as Akshara Brahmanam. Antaryami, about this Antaryami she is asking. And that is first topic. Then again Aksharam, about Aksharam. Antaryami is known as Saguna Ishvaraha. The consciousness manifesting through the matter is always distorted. The consciousness which reflects in any matter, either macro or micro, it is always a distorted one because of attributes. If it is in micro, it is alpajnatvam. Limitation is there. Not all pervading, no, all pervading law. Knows very little. In the last class, Brihadaranyaka second chapter, children, chonna, yara solu vela. Adha nam alpajnatvam. All these are limitations. Consciousness with distorted attributes, limitations, it is there. Macro level also, Ishvara
Atma, the consciousness behind that Ishvara body is also distorted with higher attributes, sarvajnatvam, sarvagatatvam, omniscient, omnipotent. We are omniscient, omnipotent. Micro on kammi, macro on more, that's all. But distortion is distortion. President driver na kuda driver da. Namma driver na kuda driver da. Adu madri once matter is associated, matter is having umpteen limitations. Okay, therefore minus attributes consciousness is distortionless, gradationless, changeless, defectiveless. All consciousness is ever defectiveless only. It is free from all defects, but it appears as though limited. It appears as though finite. Infinite consciousness is available in the finite body mind complex. That consciousness which is attributeless is aksharam. The matter has seen, now the matter has been discussed, and the reflected consciousness also discussed. OC is what? Aksharam. Naksharati iti aksharam. That which never perish, imperishable one, is called aksharam. OC, original consciousness. So OC is asthula vananu akrasvam adirgham alohitam achayam. It is free from neti, neti, neti. Not this, not this, not this. It is free from all limitation. It is neither short, it is not long, it is not fat, it is not thin, it is not fair, it is not black, it is not long, it is not short. Enna panna? That which is free from all attributes is you, the consciousness. I am fat and sunna, you are identifying with the body. I am emotional sunna, you are identifying with the mind. I am very sharp intellect and you are identifying with Vijnanamaya Kosha. I am so happy today because of nice music and you are identifying with Anandamaya Kosha. Therefore, without identifying with any kosha, you are, that's all. That is called aksharam. Next, Brahmanam. Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, Shakalya Brahmanam. Shakalya, the last challenger comes. Here also, the eighth Brahmana was Akshara Brahmana, it is not Gargi Brahmana. Ange Gargi Brahmana is not Akshara Brahmana. Okay, because Aksharam is very important. Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, ninth last Brahmana, Shakalya Brahmana. Nirguna Brahma, Jnanam, Neti Neti, Iti Vakyena. Finally, Ajnavalkya, Hiranyagarbha explains again, and Nirguna Brahma. By saying Nirguna Brahma is this, not this, not this, not this. After negating everything, what remains is the negator. Unnegatable negator remains. That negator is Nirguna Brahma, you are. Don't take you are means Ahankara and Mamakara, body mind complex. That is incidental. Okay, I am a spiritual being with incidental body, temporary body. That is Nirgunam Brahma Jnanam. Then Ajnavalkya turns. Now I am coming to ask all of you. You all ask me one. I am alone challenge, giving answers. Now come on, tell me, I am going to ask some questions. Then he started asking questions. None of them gave answer to Ajnavalkya. All of them, Gargi, including Gargi. Eight challengers. None of them could give answer to Ajnavalkya. Then Ajnavalkya himself gave answer. He alone is the questioner. He alone is the one who replied also. With that, this third chapter is concluded. So very, very important, Brahmanam. The important chapter. Now important mantras you can note. 3, 2, 11 and 13. Three common, third chapter, okay? First number is chapter. Second number, whatever I say, is Brahmanam. Then third number, whatever I say, two, three numbers that are mantras. 3, 2, 11 and 13. 3, 4, 1 and 2.
351 first mantra. Then 37 seventh brahmanam, number 2, number 15 and 23.
At least these mantras you go and read again. Okay.
Again, third chapter, 8th brahmanam, 3, 8, 7 to 11. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All mantras. 7 to 11. Then last, 3, 9, 9th brahmanam, 26th and 28th mantra. 26th and 28th. And the 28th is the most important mantra. Please go through your notes or mantras or CDs. If you CDs not yet given, cassettes you can listen, because the continuation, because this belong to Kamini Brahmana, Munikanda, next chapter also, fourth chapter, so that you can enjoy more if you use that 1 week gap to study these mantras. Okay, it's very, very important. With this, I conclude the third chapter summary. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.